Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Not a testing site. My parents got vaccinated with a Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Moderna. What is the name of that? Gaffney. Like 2 weeks ago, a week before last. And we saw on television where they were doing the second part of it at OWA. Now, is the one at Daphne closed, or can I use the one at OWA?
You can by all means go to OWA. I wasn't even aware that Daphne was even closed down. Now, I'm not sure if the same people from Daphne just moved to OWA and they didn't update it in our system. But if you would like to go to OWA, by all means, I'm not sure if they're doing it by walk-in or what have you, but I don't have that location and listed. Right.
Okay, because I know it was on television. Who could I talk to find that information out?
I can provide you with that vaccine appointment line number. Unfortunately, this is the testing sites if you want to see if you tested positive for COVID. So I can provide you with that vaccine appointment line, and they could look in their database to see if they have that location on file.
Okay, let me have the number. And the other thing, well, let me get the number first.
Okay. You ready? I can provide that with you.
Yes.
It's going to be 855-566-5333.
Okay, and
That's the vaccine appointment line.
Appointment line.
Mm-hmm.
For vaccine. And the other question I wanted to ask you, what would qualify you now? At this point, I am 64 years old. I'm working with children at a youth center, and I work at Walmart. I have asthma and diabetes and high blood pressure. Would I qualify?
You would, seeing as though you said you're an instructor at a youth center, is it a classroom setting?
Yeah, it's a classroom setting. It's it's an after school youth center, but I've got a classroom. I've got like 6 students that I teach.
Okay.
And they come in after their regular day. They come here and they get lessons for stuff, you know, if they have art teachers and violin people. I work with them with art projects, but also to follow up on the homework and that kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
It's like an after school. It's not really like a daycare. It's just like an after school program type thing.
But we are working with the school district.
Okay, so that should qualify you as well as your underlying health conditions as well. Now, depending on the preference at which they're accepting, but with you being within the teacher category or mainframe, that would put you under the bracket as well to be qualified.
Yeah.
But you would have
I'm a teacher.
Say again.
That's my title with Snooks. I'm a teacher.
Right. That alone would trump, you know, everything and you being able to be qualified because you're essential with teaching and everything. And then those underlying health conditions as well. But I'll have to give you that appointment line number in order for them to even pre-register you so you can know what date will be available for you to go in and get that vaccine.
Okay, and that's the 566-5333 number, correct?
Correct. They will be the ones to get you into your local health department to get you scheduled accordingly, correct?
Okay, because we've got an appointment. My parents are 89 and 84. Now, like I said, I already took them for the initial injection on February 18th. I'm supposed to go back and get them that second injection. So that's what I wanted to know. We got the initial injection in Daphne, but I just needed to know if we could do it at OWA, could we? And I would need to call the appointment line to set up an appointment for them that day, right?
Right. But I'm not entirely sure if they have OLA in their database. You would have to ask them that, like the same thing you just asked me, because I'm not able to look and, you know, go into and see. You would have to ask them that just to be sure, because if not, then you would have to just go through OLA yourself, or probably they're able to do walk-ins. Because I'm not entirely sure if that's even in their database, that location
okay.
that is.
All righty. All
yes,
right,
ma'am.
Then I'll go ahead and give them a call. Thank you so much for the information.
No problem, and I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, though, you can visit the following websites, adph.org, or you can go to cdc.gov. And I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay? Be safe.
Okay, thank you. You too.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.